Welcome to our Sunday message, Sunday the 14th of December, 2025. We're going to read two scriptures from the Old Testament as we begin this teaching. The first is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 to 13. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 to 13. I give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen one. Remember his marvelous works which he has done. The second scripture is from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43, from verse 18 to 19. Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the word that you've placed in our hands, the precious word of God, Old and New Testament, all working together under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, designed to encourage us, educate us, inspire us, and equip us to be more effective for you in the earth. I pray that this teaching will help all of us better understand how we need to approach our lives and what you want of us. And we ask this in the wonderful name of Yeshua. Amen. The title of this message is Reflection. Reflection. We're coming into the time of the year where things slow down. Many go away on holiday, and generally speaking, most have extra time, as it were. Time to think, time to reflect, time to just consider what's happened and what's going to happen, and that's a good thing. It's very good, I believe, just to step back and take stock. We've spoken on this before. Take stock of our situation. But I'd like to highlight something here which might seem to be common knowledge, but there's an angle which, if we are aware of it, can make our reflection, our times of contemplation, if you want to call it that, more effective. The first thing I'd like to mention is that we read these two scriptures, and please, they're not isolated scriptures. There are many like them throughout the Word of God. But what strikes me, if I just compare these two scriptures, is, as we've often come across in the Word of God, a seeming contradiction. As you said before, very often when there's a contradiction in the Bible, generally speaking, it's actually a paradox. The paradox being two seemingly opposites that, when looked at together, proclaim a deep and more profound truth. But you see, in the first scripture, the book of Chronicles, it speaks about giving thanks to the Lord and remembering his wonderful works. Remember his marvelous works, which he has done. This is the occasion where the temple has been dedicated and there's a celebration on the go. And it's a time to thank God. And there are many occasions like that throughout the Word. A time to thank God, remembering what he's done in the past. So you see, there's a time when you and I think about what's happened. We can remember things that have happened in the past. However, when we read Isaiah, it says this: remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Now, is God confused? Well, that's a rhetorical question, obviously not. But here's the thing. We need to be cautious when we think back and what we reflect upon. And the way to negotiate it, if I can call it that, is to realize that what's happened in the past can either help us or it can very much hinder us. And so you see, while we look back at 2025, we can look at perhaps a lot of things that have happened, and if we can look back further, a lot of good things and a lot of bad things have happened. But you see, we have to look at these and put them into the right context, and that's the subject of this message. As far as God is concerned, the truth is, what he's really concerned about is the future. And when we look at the past, we need to ask ourselves this question. As I look back, or as we look back, what we look on and how we look at it, will it help us for the future? Now, both the good and the bad things that we have experienced or we've done can either impact positively and negatively in the future. Both have the same possible effect. Once again, as with many things, everything hinges on your and my approach. But let's bear in mind that from God's perspective, 2025 is coming to an end, as all the years before it have long since come to an end, but 2026 lies in the future, and all the years from there on. God's concern is that you and I do well in the future. That's the right approach to reflection. Now, when we look at the past, when the Bible says in the scripture from Isaiah, remember not the former things, the implication here is that even though there are things that happened that were very good, there's a danger in reflecting and dwelling on them, in the sense that we can fall into the trap of saying, oh well, we've achieved what we have to achieve, and then you see the danger comes of becoming complacent. Isaiah here is challenging Israel. God did great things in the past, but don't think about those right now. Why? Because he wants to do a new thing. Can we see? God wants to do a new thing. The biggest danger of success in any particular year or time is that we allow that success to hinder us moving into new things. As I've always said and will always continue to say, with God there is always more. We cannot afford to dwell on the past. We Christians are very good at that. Very often we speak of the old days. The good old days when perhaps there was a particular ministry that was blossoming and we remember the things that happened then. Well, that's wonderful what happened then. But can I just say that if you and I spend our time talking about what happened, there's a very real danger that will prevent us from thinking about what can be. And we get stuck in a rut. And ultimately what happens, that glory fades. And we fade with it. And when that glow of conviction comes in our eyes when we speak about the good old days, the truth is we've missed it. We need to have a great conviction for the great future days that lie ahead. But that doesn't mean that we must exclude thinking about the past altogether. The positive side of seeing the good things that God has done in the past is that it can help us with our faith. It can help us with our faith, especially when we face new challenges. You see, if we can bear in mind what God has done in the past, the idea is that, well, if God did that in the past, what's stopping him from doing great things right now? We need to cultivate our capacity to remember the good things that have happened, especially when we face challenges. And that's a very important discipline. Remember God's blessings. Think of what he has done in the past. If God has done it in the past, he could quite easily do it again. God had to remind Israel what he had achieved in the past. If he had parted oceans in the past, what is the difficulty that you and I are facing now to him? So you see, that's a good reason for looking back at the past. We'll come back to the good things of the past in a moment. But let's just go and look at when things haven't gone well. Perhaps there have been some low points in the year, and for everybody there's always low points, I suppose. But you see, the next danger we have is when we look at those low points and we dwell on them. You see, the danger of a low point is that it can once again hinder us moving into the future. A past disappointment, if allowed to gain control of our minds, can prevent us from moving into the future and taking on new challenges. Very often in life, we come across people that, to all intents and purposes, are what you might describe as broken. Broken individuals, people that no longer have any hope, no vision, no excitement for life. And very often, the reason those people are broken is because of past experiences. Maybe a relationship didn't work out. And because of that, they carried that fear of relationship into the future. And so you see, there is a very big danger of looking at the negative things that have happened in the past and allowing them to dictate the future. Because something happened in the past, that's no reason why it should happen again. Many people will refrain from going into ventures. Why? Because perhaps they tried and they failed. But you see, the answer is not to give up. And here's the positive side of looking at the past. And this is a very important one. When we look at the past and we look at our past failures, perhaps, or negative events that have happened, etc. The bad stuff, let's call it that. There is a great value in looking at it objectively, and here's what's important. Learn the lesson. It's so important. Mistakes can actually be turned around if you and I are prepared from those mistakes to learn the valuable lessons. There are some things that can only be learnt from bitter experience. That's the way we become mature. But you see, it's not the experience itself that teaches us. It's our reaction to the experience. And so, in this whole process of reflection, let's not be scared to look at the things that have happened negatively in the past. However, not with a view to getting depressed and shutting down our future hope, no, but rather learning the valuable lessons. Everybody in life who has succeeded in one way or another will always tell of the many times that they failed. But you see, the difference between them and other people who have failed and never made it is they learnt the lesson and made the necessary changes. And so you see, when we reflect, let's not be scared to go back to the bad things. But don't let them hold us back. Don't remember the pain, learn the lesson. Really important. And you see, as we learn lessons, they are building blocks for the future. Many a door that has closed has only been because a better door is just about to be opened. There's one final thought that I'd like to mention in this short message about past memories. If I look back at my life, and especially my Christian life, like everybody else, I assume, there are many things that I'm deeply ashamed of. Ways I've reacted, etc., etc. And may I add that it's quite easy to remember all of that. Why? Because it's the devil's strategy to continue to remind us. And we need to be careful of framing our perception of ourselves on the basis of the past. We read in the scripture here where the Lord says, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing." God, as I said, always wants to do something new. The one thing that will hold us back is our perception of ourselves, if we allow that perception to be based on our past failures. We must remember that when you and I gave our lives to the Lord, that old man, when we got baptized, was buried. The old man, that was me, was buried in a small village up north about 50 years ago. And you see, it wasn't just that the old man and what he had done before that died. It's every action that that old man was going to do again. They were all, as it were, crucified. We need to remind ourselves of that. The past is the past. When we got saved, we didn't know much. I didn't. I was living a strange life from a Christian perspective. I didn't know any better. Of course, it took time and training and understanding to change. And I'm sure there's a lot more that I still need to learn. I know there is. Nobody's perfect. But you see, if we allow those imperfections that creep in and we become aware of them, and yes, we are ashamed of them, but if we allow them to dictate our perception of ourselves, we are playing into the enemy's hands. Does that mean we must cut off the past completely? Well, this is the point of this message. Can I just say this? A habit that we need to develop is also one of looking at the past. And looking at the good things that perhaps God's done through us. I'm sure every one of us can remember a moment in our past where God came through, where He used us to come through in the lives of others, where we were a blessing to many people in whatever way. Can I just say, we need to regard those experiences as precious treasure. There are many things, as I've said, in my past, like everyone, that I'm ashamed of. But can I say, there have been moments which stand in my memory where God used me with my imperfections, but because my heart was right, to help people, to teach people truth from the word that God showed me and seeing them change for the better because of it. The occasions where I've had the privilege of standing by the bedside of someone who's ill, perhaps a child, and seeing God restore them to health, or perhaps the occasions where I've been able to reach into my resources, as it were, and when we're married, our resources, and help people that perhaps were not in as good a position. Many, many fond memories, standing on the dump, sharing the precious word of God, with destitute people who lived in absolute squalor, seeing the joy on their faces, so many other things, fond memories like that. I've come to understand something. While the devil is very anxious to, as it were, remind us, rub our faces in the dirt, so to speak, God is also anxious for us to recall the moments when He used us. Very much like you open a box and there's old treasures from the past there. Taking them out, dusting them off, shining them up, and looking at them. That does a lot for you and I. It helps us to create in our mind's eye a perception of ourselves that is not the negative creature the devil wants us to see us as. And you see, as you and I begin to see ourselves as God intended us to be, doing His work, here's the beautiful thing. It encourages us to look into the future and look for opportunities like that, where once again we can create good memories for future years when looking back. We have something to, as it were, take out of the old box and polish up and enjoy. In that way, I believe the Holy Spirit helps you and I to become more and more like the God whom we serve and makes us more available to be His helping hand in this world. Be blessed in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen.